misbehave. You might say, well, now, if you do that again, you're going to get a good...
Well, you're going to get a good licking punish him for it.
Mm-hmm. Or what would people around here call a child that's born to an unmarried woman? He'd be called a...
Well, the old slang is that, a woods coat.
A woods coat?
A woods coat. Mm-hmm. Or a ligament baby, ill-ligament baby.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard him called anything besides that?
Yeah, lots of them call them bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's got a different slang for it nearly, but it's...
Have you ever heard anybody call one a volunteer?
I don't know whether I have or not, but I've heard them called bastards and woods coats,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. such as that, you know.
Well, what about, say, if your brother had a son, that son would be your...
Nephew?
Mm-hmm. And what do they call a child who's lost both of its parents? He's an...
Orphan.
An orphan. And what about the adult who's appointed to look after him?
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. Or say if your house is full of people like your aunts and your uncles and your cousins and your nephews and all those kind of people, you say the house is full of your...
A lot of people say country cousins, mm-hmm. or in-laws, mm-hmm. or kinsfolks.
Mm-hmm. Or let me ask about this expression. Say if somebody's telling you about a person who looks a lot like you, you might say, well, he may look a lot like me, but actually I'm no
relation,
mm-hmm.
or no kin.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a person who comes from another country, what would you call him? You'd say he's a...
Well, you might say he's a foreigner or an immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Would you necessarily say, would you call somebody a foreigner if he wasn't necessarily from another country?
Well, in some instances they would. Or you say he's out of state person.
Mm-hmm. I see.
It's just different, as I say, I might think of one word, you'd think of another, mm-hmm. but it all means the same thing.
I want to ask you about a few names. Could you give me a couple of names for women that begin with the letter M, first names?
Meger, Margaret, Minnie.
Or what about, you know, Jesus' mother in the Bible?
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I said Mary, but I didn't. But then,
do you remember what George Washington's wife was named?
His wife?
Mm-hmm. I think it began with an M, too.
I believe that they called her Molly.
Now, was it Martha? Or?
Well, Martha. I tell you, you take Molly, Martha, and Mary, sometimes they'll change them all around different ways.
Mm-hmm. What about a girl's name that begins with the N?
Nellie, mm-hmm. Nelda, mm-hmm. and...
What about a man's name that begins with an M?
M?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be Matthew, or Madeline,
mm-hmm.
or... Well,
okay. What about a woman's name that begins with an S?
S. Sarah, Sally,
mm-hmm.
Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any old-fashioned expressions for a woman who teaches school?
Well, she could be a school marm,
mm-hmm.
or a school teacher.
Is that still used, school marm?
Very, very little, very little.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them now they want to be called educators.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Say if have you ever heard people call a preacher